I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity. Oh my god, it's the last one. This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam tip tip tapping on his board in the rain.
And ends with 1, 2, 3, 4. This is minute one.
Oh
no.
Oh lord.
This is minute one of episode 12. Our Infinity?
Sorry, I got a little bit emotional there.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Welcome to Infinite Minute, everyone, and Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I can't tell if you're actually crying or not.
No.
Is she acting?
I'm acting. Oh. That's just how good I am.
She got me. I'm sad. Our Infinity.
Our Infinity. Episode 12, last episode. Here we are. We're finally here.
Single core original anime.
Yeah.
From 2021.
Fuck.
This episode originally aired on the 4th of April.
Why are we still talking about this?
So almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
Was there an episode? What was episode 9 came out 3 years ago?
Oh, like exactly.
Yeah. Almost. Just about. Yeah.
Shit. There you go.
Far out. There we go. 3 years later, we're still talking about it, and we won't
still
be done
talking about it
until
the OVA will come out at some point soon.
Mm.
Well, so we think shivers.
We are.
Oh, you got shivers.
Yeah, thinking about it. Thinking about skateboarding.
Bless.
Speaking of skateboarding, Adam is like hate skateboarding in the rain.
I adored this.
So good.
Everything about this minute I was obsessed with.
And it's perfectly a minute.
It's perfectly a minute almost.
Yeah.
And the vibes are immaculate.
Mm.
It kind of reminded me of like Fantasia.
Mm.
Like the animation with the music, because we did Shazam it. It is Beethoven.
Classic
Beethoven. Classic Ludwig.
802 Shazams for old Luda.
What do you reckon they shorten Ludwig to?
Luda.
Luda?
Ludicrous.
Speaking of Fast and Furious, he's Ludwig in that, isn't he?
Of Beethoven? Yes, Ludicrous is in Fast and the Furious. Yeah.
Wiggy?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Wiggy?
Von B?
Lude? I'm lude. Did everyone call him? Because everyone calls him Beethoven now. Imagine you're like known as Ludwig your whole life.
Yeah.
Not knowing that like you're just going to be known as
Sher. Your last name. Forever.
Because like, whenever I get called my last name, I'm offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice one, Lawrence.
It doesn't happen because you've got a last name that could also be a first name. It doesn't happen for me. People just spell my name incorrectly. I went to something the other day and not only was my name spelled incorrectly on the name tag that they gave me, but also didn't put my last name on it.
Mm.
Everyone else has had their last name on it. So it was just my first name spelled incorrectly on this name tag.
How do you get Caitlin? I mean, it's not. There are a few variations, but I'd say yours is the most common.
Mine is the correct way to spell it. And
oh, here we go.
Everyone else is wrong.
Because mine's the incorrect way of spelling Jonathan. So.
No, I'm used to people spelling it wrong now, but I was like, you know my name. Like, it was very easy to get it right. Mm. But they also stuffed up my boss's name tag as well. So I was like, I just don't know if this is very well organized.
Organized.
But you know what? we're talking about Beethoven and we're talking about Adam.
Beethoven died in Austria, in Vienna. Wow. I'm going to go to his death house.
Shit, go.
I should.
Check it out.
And I will. Well, Beethoven was influenced by Mozart. I wonder how many years apart they were.
Wow. I would have thought they were like peers. Are they not?
They're around the same time, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I always think of Mozart of being like a child.
Hmm.
Was Mozart not like a child prodigy?
I think he played piano deaf? With his family. Who was the deaf guy? Mozart was born in Salzburg. I'm going to Salzburg also.
Oh.
I'm going to get my classical music wrecked. I'm going to be taking classical music back shots up in here. what am I looking Jesus up, Caitlin? Christ. What am I looking
was
up?
Was Mozart deaf?
No.
Who was? One of them was.
Who was the deaf guy? I'm literally just going to Google
that. Who was the deaf
composer? Beethoven.
Oh.
It's right at the fucking tip of your tongue.
We got there. How you be a deaf composer? That's amazing.
Deaf, dumb, and killed blind? He killed it.
He killed it.
Manja.
Drop a newspaper, Manja, baby.
He lays down a composition. It's just like Manja.
This Manja.
Did he still compose while deaf? Mm.
That's amazing. Imagine
being deaf and just knowing music like
this
so fundamentally.
In Italian. Questa mangiate, I think is this eight.
This eight?
Valentina.
We're getting so distracted.
Can I ask you a
this
question?
This is the start of our last episode
Come
of this
here,
show.
Please.
Valentina.
If I wanted to say this... If I
Jonathan.
Wanted to say this eight in Italian... Questa mangiate. Like, this eight. Like, this is so good. This eight. You know, like, when you say, like, that eight. I can't. Oh, okay.
Oh, memes don't translate.
You can call me by my first name.
Because I wanted to get your attention. Oh, it's okay. I love you.
Why would you call me by my first name? Okay. Noted Timothy Chalamet,
sorry,
Arnie
you.
Hammer hater.
It's okay. Can you think about it? And okay, thank you.
Can you tell us how to say she ate in Italian?
I love you. Okay, back to Beethoven. I love that this piece of music kind of encapsulates his descent into madness too, because it's a bit hectic. It's full on. I love it.
You
and
never said the name
tapping.
Of the song, by the way. Oh, you just said it's Beethoven.
It's Beethoven. It is.
Classic Beethoven. Classic Ludwig.
These always have the dumbest names too. Piano Sonata number 14 in C sharp minor, Op 27 number 2 Moonlight number 3 Presto. Like they're always why do they have to have 1900 names?
He's basically just saying what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always the name of it always had like the key it was in.
Mm. More modern artists should do this, I think. Pop song number 15 in C major.
Yeah, that would be so funny. Someone should do an album like that.
In quote marks,
yeah.
I don't know. The feeling that the song
yes
is meant
and.
To evoke. Yes. Like the actual title of the song, I guess, is in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you always going to name the song after like something that you say in the chorus?
Sometimes they don't.
Mm.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
I feel like it's very on trend at the moment to have all the songs on the album be either all uppercase or all lowercase.
Yeah, it is very on trend at the moment.
Mm. Yeah. Fucking around with case.
Yeah, like
as
like,
if it means
like fanfic
anything.
Titles.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean anything. It's
no.
Just like we just make it mean something when it doesn't really.
No, exactly.
I mean, all caps means you're yelling at me.
Yeah, exactly. And lowercase just means I'm not taking this seriously.
Mm. So maybe it does mean something. Maybe we're wrong. Should we watch this mini escape?
Yeah, let's watch it. It's so good, actually. It's still raining. So is this? Are we to assume that this has happened directly after the end of the beef?
Well, I would say so. That yeah.
You okay? Did you have a stroke?
Because, no, I'm good. because Adam is still wearing the muddy suit.
Yes, the muddy suit. So,
unless he hasn't gone to get it dry cleaned yet, I would say it's the same notch.
No, probably the same one.
But yeah, he's going to his dry cleaner after the tailors.
There's lots
the
of
hands.
The hands flinging up with the lightning as well. I don't know if it's lightning or so if it's good. Just a light, but it's beautiful.
But the fact that it goes with the music as well is like, I think that's where you're getting those Fantasia vibes.
I think that the bit that particularly reminded me of Fantasia was when we just see his shadow on the ground moving, and then his shadow kind of becomes very abstract and it just kind of looks like a squiggly line.
Demon.
Yeah, like that was the part that I thought really gave me those vibes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really
God,
cool.
God, what a good minute for just like this imagery.
Oh, it's amazing. And we should also say it's like red, which obviously isn't the real lighting like in universe, but it's obviously meant to evoke like Adam's feelings of anger at the situation.
But it's just some sick stylistic stuff they're doing here with like all the so red cool. And then like the lightning is like this kind of pale yellow that makes everything else black except like Adam in silhouette.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
It's
what a
really,
great.
Really cool.
They were kind of had this one in their back pocket for a while, I reckon. Because
yeah.
This is like some of the better animation. Although I did really laugh when they just have the same shot flipped.
Yeah, they flip back and forth.
Like, it's effective, but yeah. It's just really funny to be like, we'll just use the same image.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we'll just flip back and forth.
But yeah, the abstract wiggly shadow is so sick.
So cool. I loved that part.
Hmm.
Because it kind of goes from him being normal and then it just changes into this like abstract squiggly line. Oh, it's just really cool.
Just the shadow. I'm pretty sure they use the exact same shot when it zooms in closer to him. It's just like cropped.
Yes, I think closer. So. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And then, yeah, dramatic cut to his shadow and the camera's like between his legs in front of the tailor. My God.
I loved it. It was so dramatic.
And even the shadow is like stretched out here as well.
Yeah, it makes him, all of his shadows make him look really inhuman. I
he's
love
more
it.
Like shadow and demon than man now.
Yes.
Like he's descended.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So cool.
And everything being, God, just good shit.
And then it, when you get this scene, this little shot of him outside the tailor, and the music kind of ends, and then the door like swings open, and the music starts up again. It's so good.
And then the tailor's like, "Hello,
hello,
or hello.
Irasha,
Irasha, hi. Sorry, the rain's getting in.
Amazing. Oh.
Sorry, the rains are out."
Classic. Classic Taylor with the
tape
around his neck.
Gotta have it. If you're a Taylor in anything, gotta have that.
Gotta have it.
Gotta be ready to measure at a moment's notice.
Gotta get that inseam measurement.
Yeah. At the drop of a hat, you're ready to measure the forehead that the hat just dropped off. To make sure if that hat was correctly fitted. Classic Taylor just up late at night darning some pants by lamplight.
Yeah, by lamplight. I love this. He's clearly a very busy man.
He is. He's got shit going on. He's making this suit in the background with the green tie.
But Inosuke demands a suit. We should also say that there's a very wonderful shot of him in like silhouette in the doorway as well, which is so, so sick.
There's so many. There's too many good shots in this
minute.
Yeah,
this minute is sick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah, the silhouette in the doorway and then the cut in closer where he's just like, ooh, moody. The shadows here. Ooh. Moody. Too many good shots this minute.
But he wants an outfit. He asked, I think he just asked for an outfit and the guy's like, I only do suits, my dude. He clearly is looking at what Adam's wearing and he's like, I don't do that.
That's... It kind of looks like a suit, but...
That's I don't know if you can see what's in here. It's just suits, normal suits. Those the shoulder things, I don't do those.
Shoulder pads, I don't do those. I don't do bolero jackets.
No.
is it for an event? Yeah. This man has just like interrupted your closed business at night, and you're like
covered in mud and rain. By the way, like,
he's like, what do you need? Hello.
Once in a lifetime event. We got this weird overhead shot.
Suits.
Yeah.
I loved the overhead shot. Fly in the rafters, am I right?
Fly in the rafters. Them fabric cutting scissors, they always cut so good.
The big scissors. We used to have those all the time in the house.
Yeah.
Or both of us would, because both of our mums were seamstresses.
Yeah. They always cut better than anything else, but then like they get so angry at you for using them to cut not fabric.
Cutting paper with fabric scissors.
Big no.
Cutting child with fabric scissors. Big no. Soon. No. Big no. No fabric scissors are paper scissors. We've got to stop referencing.
We've got to stop it.
Paul Rust's seminal new no nos. I see. Is it a wedding, perchance? Why is this guy speaking like a bad D&D character? A wedding, perchance?
It's amazing.
Five gold pieces.
And it isn't. It's not.
Well, we've got this like... They cooked it. They really cooked it. They needed to set themselves up for the mime and they didn't.
Yeah, I actually don't understand why they didn't set themselves up for the mime. That is bizarre.
I'm mad. Caitlin. I'm not impressed.
It's just a strange choice.
They cooked it because I was thinking, well, what are they going to make us assume that he's saying with this? Like, I don't get a funeral, which I'm assuming is what he's saying.
Yes.
I don't get a funeral from Sailor V.
No, neither.
Which translates to...
Yeah. Sailor V, what will be, will be.
That's que sera.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Say lovey.
We should know from the Bewitched song.
Say lovey, say you, say will, you will, say you won't, say you do what I don't.
Good song.
But yeah, he could have said something like, unfortunately not.
That's
I need
life
something for.
Is say lovey.
That's life. That's what all people say.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, Katie's gonna have a little sing. She's gonna have a little sing. She's gonna feel herself.
I love it. You know,
and I love that for her.
At a moment's notice, I'm ready.
Yeah. That's life, which I don't get funeral from. Not knowing French.
No, exactly.
Not but knowing what c'est la vie means.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Just say that's life, my dude.
Yeah, or just say.
Not
anything
a wedding.
Else. Not a wedding.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is...
Unfortunately, it's not a wedding. It's a...
Mime. Because say lovey makes it sound like I don't care.
Yeah. That's how
you know
I interpret
mean? Like,
say lovey.
He doesn't care. He's not fussed about it. But like...
Whereas the subtitle, and it must be said, Koyasu this whole minute was like drippingly evil.
Oh, he killed. It was amazing.
So
oh, I love listening
he,
to
Koyasu. He munged.
He munged.
It's not.
But yes, anyway, they do this thing where the lightning hits, the thunder hits, And I mean, the lightning and the thunder hitting at exactly the same moment.
That means the...
It means it's right there, right there, right.
It means
in the
it's
middle
right
of it.
There. Yeah. Because you do the counting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
this is why I think my parents-in-law's house got struck at Christmas, because it was the same time.
Oh, shit. That's so scary
when that
happens.
I've never experienced that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it happens here, and it masks whatever he says.
Yeah. A funeral.
Which we assume is a funeral.
Yeah. Which is set up much better by the subtitles.
Yes, it is. It is.
This is a not a wedding.
Not a wedding. And the tailor is rightfully horrified.
Horrified. But why should he be horrified to just make a suit for a funeral?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably because this guy looks like a fucking demon.
Did you
kill someone? No, Adam.
Yeah, true.
He's like, did
and he's
you
wearing
kill
a mask?
The person that this funeral is for? Like,
very absurd, yeah.
Also, do you think like this is like Adam's normal tailor? Do you think this is the guy he gets his normal suits from and he's just like, hey, dude?
Well, I think not, because the guy doesn't recognize him. But would you recognize?
But you probably wouldn't recognize
him. So maybe it is his normal tailor.
But also, who made this outfit for him?
Exactly.
Them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so true.
Yeah.
The tailor should have recognized his work if it was him. Did he get it off eBay like a bad cosplay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He commissioned
it. He got it
him.
Off Alibaba. 10 cents.
Decent matador costume.
And then he found that and got the shoulder pads from, like, I don't know, a football
medieval
player or something. I'm talking American football.
Yeah, medieval cosplay website.
Have I told you about the American football boys who come out on Monday mornings?
No, you have not.
They scared me. I didn't know what was happening. I thought people were playing soccer on this soccer field.
Oh.
Because it's a soccer field. I thought they were playing soccer. And then they just started taking out, like, shoulder pads and, like, helmets and gridiron footballs. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, there you go.
But they're football boys.
Footy boys.
Gridiron boys. When do you decide, really, like,
gridirons.
I'm not good enough at... Yeah, when do you decide on gridiron?
I don't know.
Because you'd have to do it early enough to be good enough. And you're going to get paid a lot more money if you're good at gridiron than at AFL.
Yeah, I don't know, because surely there's not enough, like, leagues going around to even play in to, like, get better at it.
I feel like it's growing, though. But it's definitely, I have my finger on the pulse of baseball, the sleepy American sport, whereas, like, I think everyone is into football now. A lot of people are more into it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, there's a few spots here because, like, we've been looking for somewhere for Valentine to play volleyball, but there's not a lot of volleyball places or people
Shame.
Like leagues going around that you can get into.
Mm.
I'd be interested to know how people get good at it.
Yeah.
Like Olympic
like
level good at it.
Basketball is definitely the most popular American sport, and it's not even American.
Mm, yeah.
It's Canadian.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
They invented it. And even then, I wouldn't sit down to watch basketball.
No, it's boring.
No. I wouldn't sit down to watch most sports, really. Baseball does the job for me. Yeah, and even that's boring.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're watching, you just think, oh, this guy just keeps on throwing the ball at the guy until he hits it. It's like, well, yeah.
That's
happening,
it,
but
that's
he's doing it. Stuff. He's doing stuff. He do be doing stuff. What are we talking about? Adam looks like a
Adam
demon.
Looks
There's another
like a
lightning
demon.
Strike.
His eyes flash red again, which, again, spooky. Is he a demon?
Mm.
Or is it like when you take a photo and you get red eye? Is that what
we're
going
for? Yeah, just had the flash on. Yeah.
That might be what we're going
it
for.
It is weird how his eyes shine red when the lightning is behind him. Like, is there a gap in his mask?
Oh, it's like when you hold your finger up to the light and you can kind of see through it. I get that.
Yeah. And that's the last image before it cuts to black.
Doo doo. One,
and then
two, three, four.
Three, four, as we launch into our last time.
Our last OP.
Watching the OP minute by minute.
I'm so sad. Last cat. Maybe not the last cat, but, you know.
The last
OP
cat. In the OP cat. Yeah. Last one of those.
That's it.
Shit. That's a good minute.
That was a really good minute. I was trying to think of favorite moment, but I actually just think the whole thing was so good.
The whole
like,
thing
I
is so lit.
Pick. It was so good.
Every episode that just starts with Adam just doing stuff.
Oh, being chaotic? Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So good.
Yeah, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
I see. Is it a wedding, perchance? So, if I had to pick a favourite moment, it's the tailor in English. It was so funny. Hello? you're letting the rain in? I am but a humble tailor, sir.
I think it was the music for me and, like, the shadow dancing.
Beethoven. Yeah, that was sick.
That was really cool. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. Them matching it was just so good. Mm. Such a good choice. And, like, all this, we didn't really talk about it, but the juxtaposition of the wedding suit in the background and then, like, the close-up on the wedding suit when he's like, it ain't a wedding.
Yeah, very cool.
I love that. Yeah, very cool. Because we thought it was going to be a wedding.
Yeah, that's what it was going to be up
it's
until the
white
very
Eden
end.
Wedding beef.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out what happens. We know what happens, but we'll find out. He has to get like a new skateboard commissioned, or like, and a new suit. Like, how long does he have?
Does he get a new skateboard?
I'm pretty sure it's a completely different skateboard because it's like shaped like a coffin, isn't it?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh shit! This isn't surely overnight. Maybe they've got like a week.
Until the
maybe
that whole theory of what night is beef.
Maybe a week, surely.
When's the beef, surely?
When's the beef?
Everyone's out here asking, where's the beef?
More importantly, when is the beef?
When's the beef? Nobody's asking, how's the beef?
Nobody ever wants to know how the beef is.
Sweet. We said our favourite moments.
Yes.
It was a great minute.
It was a great minute. If you want to tweet at us, you can. It's infinite_minute on Twitter.
If you want to email us, it's infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com. This is the last time we're going to do a minute one, Katie.
Last minute one.
That was me trying to do a crying voice, but it just sounded like a funny voice. Maybe I should put that one in the back pocket. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.